T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Is this thing anymore after that?
What do you mean?
I just wondered if I was could start talking. Sometimes, because, you know, there's still 10 seconds left in the song. I don't want to, you know, like Adele's always jumping in and surprising me with stuff. You know, Kesha, though, she's done. When she's done, she's out.
You want her to you want her to yell clear as soon as she's done?
She's been yelling at me for 5 minutes straight. I'm like, I hope y'all find the peace! Like, well, I'm not going to find it here, lady. Jesus.
It's such a great song.
It is. Good for her that she's back. Yeah. Great. You know, obviously that song, you know, feels like one of those cathartic songs. She's like, I'm over it, I swear! Hey, everybody, it's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you so much for listening. We are throwing a little party, and we'd love it if you would come. It is the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. Somebody wrote, hey, guys, 510, what date and time is the Secret Show happening? Thanks, love you all. Happy Monday. It's Halloween Secret Show. It's on Halloween, and it's at noon-ish. I think you can get there at about 11. Get in there and get a good seat if you win the tickets. You have to be over 21 to win them, and you got to be calling number 97 right now. Now, we're doing this all day. So from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m., there are chances to win. There'll be appetizers, a cash bar, door prizes, and, of course, the costume contest.
Sarah's coming as Daenerys when she walks out of the fire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I am. How'd you know? It's funny. It's the easiest costume ever because all my hair, I just burn off all my hair. And then just be naked. I've been naked. So listen all day for your chance to win or be caller number 97 right now. You'll win 2 passes into the Sarah and Vinny Halloween Secret Show. 21 and up, please. And wear a costume because we are throwing a costume contest with some killer prizes. A trip for 2 to Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows with 3 days of lift tickets and 2 nights lodging courtesy of the 2017 Warren Miller film Line of Descent. A 40-inch HD smart TV passes into the San Francisco dungeon. We actually did a secret show from there one Halloween.
Yeah, and I've been inside to the dungeon. It's fantastic. The actors are so great.
Steve Silver's Beach Blanket Babylon tickets.
Yeah.
What? And more. It says so right here. And more. There's some killer costume party prizes. Wear your best. You're not even going to be able to tell what I mean, you're not going to, you won't even recognize me when you see me in this costume. Mm. You'll be able to tell what I am. There'll be no question, but you won't know it's me. I'll be able to sneak around. It's going to be good.
All right.
Yeah. You're going to love it, Vinny.
Okay.
Yeah. It's actually weirdly related to this show.
Oh. To which show?
This show that we're on.
This show.
This one. Yep.
Our show.
The one we're doing.
Hmm. Weirdly related to our show.
Yeah.
You person or an animal?
I don't want to say.
But you're going to be able to sneak around without anybody knowing.
Oh, yeah. No, you won't know it's me. You'd be like, who is that crazy bleep?
Are you going to be Waldo again?
No. Although it was hard to see me in that costume. Yeah. I did blend right in. Right. No one could find me.
She was staring at the wall.
Where's Sarah? I don't know.
All right. So our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you can send your thoughts. We collect these throughout the day, and here's where we get caught up. Did the fish live? Asks 415. Did he eat the fish? We need to know.
This is the fish that got lodged in the dude's throat.
And I guess the fish didn't make it.
No, the fish died in the guy's throat and then got yanked out with forceps. I mean, I got to think the fish is the worst for wear. But the guy did live. Which is good. That's good. That's not how you want to die, right?
510 says, anyone can cut someone open, Sarah, but how do you control the bleeding?
With my lighter, I guess. I cauterize the wound.
Oh, look at you go.
Yeah, I heat
Except
up a piece of
you don't carry lighters anymore because you don't smoke.
That's true, but I do have a blowtorch in my pocket just in case. There's
really?
You heat something up and then go around the edges. I don't know. I just do my best.
What kind of kiss was the guy giving the fish? A French kiss?
I know. Why was his mouth wide open? That is gross. I thought you were going to say that the thing, like, it was a piranha and ate his face off or something.
408 says, why was he open mouth kissing the fish?
Yeah, the open mouth is... Maybe he's just surprised, like, oh, no! Oh, no! Oh, oh!
707 says, I've driven box trucks over Oakville Grade a number of times. It's completely hairball.
Oh.
And driving a super heavy water transport would make it worse. So sad. What a week.
I know.
Yeah.
Guy's just the latest.
925 says, in my dream last night, Hooman was behind me at a Giants game, and he kept trying to pick me up.
Like lift you?
Or well, thinking just date
hit on you. Got
him.
It.
Him. Or her.
I was picturing him trying to lift her up because she's dumb. You're just too fast. How do you do that? Somebody actually asked me this weekend, like, does Bryn hear the show? Like, do we hear the show in delay and Bryn hears it in real time? Like, how does he get those? How does he get those in so fast? That's funny. Nope, he's just doing it. He's fast, real fast.
Sometimes.
Yeah, other times it's like, come on, man. You've spoiled us by your quickness.
415 had a similar reaction that I did to the toenail fungus ad. It's breakfast time, says 415.
Oh, did we run a toenail fungus ad?
Yeah, I was
well,
in
people
here.
People have that, you know? Hey.
Did we do it here or did we do it? Was it online? It might have
no,
been
it was here.
It was here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
No, because I heard
it. I'm going to listen to it. When did we do it? Just now?
And then it aired again. God.
What's it under?
I can't remember.
Is it? It's not
but
a Trader Joe's
thing.
They
repeatedly say toenail fungus. Actually, this person's asked not to air it, so you're gonna.
I want to see what it is.
Well, clearly,
I
look
can't.
At you.
It doesn't. There's no. I don't see anything titled toenail fungus remover. So I guess we won't be able to hear it. That's too bad.
408. I believe I can perform an emergency tracheotomy. Attributed to Sarah. The next time I'm joking, I'll look around for a 50-year-old radio DJ to save my life with an emergency trach.
Hey, listen.
Because she knows what she's doing.
If I'm the only one, I'm going to do it for you. And I would want you to try and do it for me. I'll point to right where it's going to. Right here. Find the trachea. Just dig it right in. Get a pen. You got to have a pen ready. Open that up. Put it in. You can breathe right in there. Keep that heart going. Come on, man. You got to try. Gotta try then.
Do me a favor, would you?
I'm gonna do it to you if you're ever choking and we're alone.
Do me a favor first and go Heimlich, okay?
Oh, I'll try the Heimlich first. If it gets to the point, I'm gonna do it.
That you are hot to cut somebody's throat open. I don't like it.
Are you coughing on that water? I'm gonna give you a quick tracheotomy. I got you. Don't worry, man. I got you.
Seriously, exhaust all options before you cut into my throat.
I'm not looking to cut into anyone's throat. I'm just saying I've thought it through, and I feel like I would try it if it's the last ditch, you know? If no help is on the way, I'm going to try it.
415 says, look up what Harvey's brother said about him.
Oh, he's basically saying it's like living with a nightmare. He had a bunch of quotes about what a crazy person
him, huh?
He was right that he said he was abusive to him too. He goes, but it's hard because we're brothers. Like, where's the line? I'm like, I don't know. You guys are both in your 60s. It seems like the line should be super clear. Like, you don't punch anybody else. Like, he was a monster. The guy was calling him
his brother.
His own brother.
Was.
Yeah. He said also that they really hadn't had a lot of contact with each other in the last 5 years, even though they both work for the same company. I guess.
Boy, why would you?
One avoids the other.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that happens to families where people don't get along as you find yourself saying, life's too short. I don't need to see that person.
Not going to go to that.
These dudes who start bands, they do the same thing. Black Crowes, Oasis, they're brothers in a band. They don't get along, and the band ends up going away because one of them says, I can't live like this.
Right.
I don't want to be around that dude. I don't like him. No.
The answer is no.
And meanwhile, the audience is like, come on, guys.
Just one more record. Let's get it together.
It's not worth it to them. That's
right?
A trip, but do you know what's behind that scab? My heart-shaped diamond.
Aw, Hooman.
Sansa's marriage to Peter Dinklage's character didn't count because they never consummated it.
That is true. Oh. That's true.
Is it true?
Well, I think that's grounds for an annulment anyway. But I don't know, back in the days of Westeros, because that's a real place.
Right. Maybe I was just going to totally say, I mean, in the ridiculous show.
Stop with the ridiculous. It's the best show. I believe it all. It's so wonderful.
Good morning, guys. Writing from NorCal this morning. First day back to work in a week. I was wondering where Vinny moved to, if he's any closer. No, down the street.
You're 1 mile closer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you're 1 mile closer.
At that point.
You're getting closer.
Well, okay. If you want to.
That was a good decision.
All right. It was a good decision. Mm. We love that place.
You shaved like 2 minutes off your commute time.
Vin, you could drive to Sarah's house and watch it with her.
Watch what with me?
They're speaking. I imagine they're speaking of The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah.
And whatever. No, she's already watched it, first of all, and it's far enough away that, no, that's not going to. Besides, I wouldn't just be all, hey, you mind if I come over?
I wouldn't mind. You can come over anytime.
Oh, Vinny, I just looked at my Facebook. Today is Scott Budman's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Scott Budman
of NBC Bay Area. You are the best. We appreciate you so much for coming on all the time and explaining stuff to us.
Yep.
415 pulled a whoopee.
A whoopee?
Not defending, but to be clear, the Polanski case is statutory rape, i.e. sex with a minor. Still wrong. But big difference between that and forced sex.
He drugged that girl and raped her. I don't know why people have any other idea about that.
This is Whoopi pulling the rape.
It was rape the whole time.
415.
Why is that not? Do people really not know that? I've never really heard that story any other way. Maybe I don't know. Maybe it wasn't rape. It was totally rape.
408 says, it's a wishy-washy situation with Cap. Teams are brands. But look how Ray Rice was treated. Teams gave second looks at a violent person. I don't think they did. Ray Rice didn't play again, did he?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that guy's been out. Mm. Got out and stayed out. Video of him punching that girl is horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
He drags her out of the elevator, knocked out. I'm pretty sure no team took a chance on him.
And she married him, right?
Yeah, she did.
Well, she was defending him. She wanted him to keep making football money.
This story is true, from what I read, this story is true. The Ravens were about to sign Cap, but his girlfriend called Ray Lewis this isn't the way it went down. The N-word, and was talking bad about the owner. His girlfriend is bringing him down too. Nobody wants that trouble. His girlfriend did tweet something right as they were giving him a look.
Yes.
And it was a picture from one of, Quentin Tarantino's movies. It was Django Unchained. And it was Sam. What is his name?
Sam?
That guy's character. In the movie, hugging the plantation owner.
Oh, Jamie Foxx hugging the.
Leo? He played the role of the house N-word.
Oh.
What's his name? Sam.
For?
He's in every movie.
Sam Jackson?
That guy.
Oh, okay.
It was his character hugging the plantation owner, and it was another photo of Ray Lewis hugging the Baltimore Ravens owner. Mm. And she tweeted them together. There it is. That's what she tweeted.
Mm.
And it was.
And they didn't like that.
Well, they were taking a look at her boyfriend. Right. And that's what she put out there.
And they stopped looking.
And they said, no thanks. So that's one of the things that I didn't see that firsthand. I saw that on ESPN. So I can only tell you what I read. 925 says he probably already has the proof. That's why he filed.
Oh.
That's not necessarily true. I mean, sometimes you take a leap.
Yep.
Please do not talk about Colin Kaepernick or sports. You have no idea what you're talking about. He was offered a job as a backup quarterback and turned it down because he thinks he's a starter. Okay. Uh, Thank you, Yuzi, for picking such an awesome Humane Society. Humane Society came a week ago to pick up animals at Petaluma Animal Shelter so they could make room for animals of the fire.
Oh, they're talking about pets in need in Redwood City. Remember they came in
yes,
and brought the
I do.
Dogs?
And the other one that you've been working with is the Humane Society of Silicon Valley, right? They
right.
had to cancel
Those are,
their... That's one I thought she was talking about, but that Pets in Need is, they're great.
Yeah. Tails and Ails. I'm like, what the heck was that? Yeah.
914 says, sorry to say, Vin, you're going to have to man up and have your kid stay in her room. Be the alpha of the household.
Or just go to your little private bedroom.
Yeah, I'm going to go to my own private bedroom. Actually, the way that went down was I said, I don't want our kid sleeping in our bed with us. There was no question about it. But then her mom said, I have to sleep. I can't take it anymore. I'm letting the kid get in bed with us. And I went, well, I'm not staying up with the kid.
Right.
So, all right then.
And then no one got to sleep.
Now, right. Now none of us get to
sleep. No, Isla sleeps.
Right.
Oh, good for her. Well, but he said last night, first night in the new house, she stayed in her bed the whole night. As far as you know, right? What time did you get up?
Well, I left. Really, I got out at really early, like 2. Oh. I couldn't sleep. A lot going on.
Yeah.
I fell asleep out of like total exhaustion and then woke up too early.
Are you going to unpack boxes all day?
Yeah. I'm going to have a very
it's
busy
a good
day
feeling.
Ahead.
It's nice to get everything squared away and get those boxes broken down.
Vinny, is it a good feeling?
It's not.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a great feeling.
It's the worst.
He'll feel so satisfied.
I will never let that stuff sit. I know people, when we moved to the last place, 2 years later, they had still garages filled with stuff.
I can't live like that.
You unpack your boxes.
Be,
what are you doing?
You got to hang your pictures. You got to get
but
your
I think
move in.
A lot of people move junk. So yeah. They realize they don't all that stuff in the garage, they don't really need.
Right. It's they just, could lose all those boxes and really never notice it.
408 says, never!
Never what?
Never.
The naked lesbian ladies together for 17 years never sleep in separate beds, they say.
Oh.
We're naked lesbians and we sleep together.
Well, that's
for
if it
17
works for
years.
Yeah, that's great. Do it. The problem is, I think when one person wants to go sleep in another room and the other person's like, then our marriage is over. It's like, it's not. The person just wants to sleep. Mm-hmm. When you're going to do it, you can hop in bed together. And then when that's over,
I think it's cooler when
go
it's...
Go grab your clothes and
get out.
Two ladies are in bed together. It's probably cooler.
Oh, probably, Vinny.
Sounds hot.
It does sound
not,
hot.
Not that kind of hot. Hot like...
Too hot.
Sweaty hot, yeah.
Right.
No, it's... A, what?
Yeah.
Bad hot, Vinny.
Bad hot, not good hot. It's just too hot. It is too hot.
You and I are talking two different languages.
Yeah,
right now.
Well, you're a boy and we're girls, so...
Surprise.
650 says, as a native Minnesotan, I laughed out loud when Vinny said Iceland instead of Minnesota. It's not that far off from the truth.
No. We visited it in February and the kid still wanted to go. I'm like, are you crazy? It's ridiculous. Like, it's one of those places where you go outside and you breathe in and everything in your nose freezes. Like, you can just feel your boogers turn into ice. Wrong.
Hit a lot of boogers, did you?
Well, you don't even realize how many boogers you have until they start freezing in your nose.
Made you hungry?
Yes, I was starving. Oh my God, icicles. This is delicious. Ice cream treat.
Oh, disgusting.
Oh.
It's an inside joke,
yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, it's really inside. You've kept it way down.
Good morning, Alice family. Love the Riley story and how we develop an appreciation for family.
Quick too. I was psyched. He goes, I was like, all right, I'm off to bed. And last thing he's like, I love you, Mom. I'm like, oh, I love you too. You want a hug? No. All right, I'll take what I can get.
Good morning, Yuzi. Can you tell me the style name or number of Sarah's jacket? I just love and have been trying to find one but the ones I'm finding are heavy down, and I just want something light.
This is
like
nice.
What Sarah has.
You can bundle it up. It turns and put it into its own pocket.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
yeah.
is it? What
Nothing
kind
like
is it?
A jacket someone puts on and then never takes off.
Oh, it's the
forever.
Best. Oh my God. I even wear it at home. It is a.
It's REI, right?
Uniqlo.
No, the Uniqlo was the old one. Oh God, the glasses come out. Jesus Christ.
She's worn off the tag.
I have worn off the tag.
It's an I thought you bought that at REI and you bought the REI brand.
I did too, but it doesn't say REI on it. Hold on.
There's
doesn't it
tons
say on
of,
the but sleeve?
You know who makes a great one? Patagonia.
Yeah,
and so
everywhere.
Does North Face.
Really Brynn,
what's
find.
The one you use?
Uniqlo is the one I
The
got.
Uniqlo mm-hmm. one is really inexpensive.
And
Uniqlo
I wore that
is really
one for,
nice.
Ever. I mean, we must have had those for 5 years. And I just got this one because that one had all holes in it and stuff. Yeah, I want to say I got it at REI. It doesn't have a brand on it. It might be Co-op, but some of the letters are worn off.
Stranger Things is 10:27. Mm-hmm. And I'm out
Can't
of time.
Wait. Oh, you are. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back to say goodbye.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It was a fine Monday. We made it through. I want to say sorry to Jane. The whole Ed Sheeran getting hit by a car on his bike is bad news. Please be gentle with her this afternoon.
I want to say thank you for reminding me. We'll go out there and hug her in the hallway.
Right, that's right. You thought maybe you could get a hug out of
right,
this.
Finny. All over that.
Fun, yeah. So listen, all day long today, more tickets for our Halloween Secret Show.
Yes.
We're very excited. If you're over 21, on the 5. So we've got them come out up at 10:05, right through 4:05 this afternoon. Lots of chances. 21 and up. It's at Club Fugazi. And it's on Halloween itself. I think it's 11 to 1.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah.
There's going to be a little bit of lunch there, like little appetizers that you can feast on. And if you wear a costume, there are some great prizes up for grabs.
Mm-hmm.
So have a wonderful day, everyone. And we'll, yes,
that
what
bruise
I can
on
see
your
you.
Elbow looks.
Oh, what did you do?
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Do you even know how you got that?
I swear, the first
look,
thought
I
had
gonna
was.
I was going to wrap it up, and he's got this look on his face like, I don't want to.
Is that why he was going,
well,
he was going like this to me?
Oh, God. It's like you do roller derby on the weekends or something. Jesus.
Do you secretly do roller
derby? I didn't even,
derby?
Like, I didn't fall or anything.
Mm-hmm. He bumped it on a door or something.
I probably did.
All right. You all right?
Well, not now.
Get some arnica on it. We'll see you on Tuesday, everybody.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.